And what do you call stuff that grows up in a cotton field that you don't want to grow there?
Weeds.
Grass.
Grass. Crabgrass. For this country, we had more crabgrass than anything else.
Okay, then tell me about different places that you grow different things. Cotton would grow in a
field.
Mm-hmm. And tobacco would grow in a
field.
You have tobacco around here, Miss?
No. Some people raise their own if they want, but there's no tobacco raised through here for marketing.
Yeah. Would you ever use the term patch for an area where someone was grown?
Well, sometimes, yeah. Tobacco patch. Yeah. If it was just that would be just a small patch, a small acreage, you know, a quarter of an acre or even less than that if it was a patch.
Okay, what kind of different fences do you have around here? Talk about rail fences earlier. Are there other kinds of fences people put up?
Wire fence. They have barbed wire fences or they have woven wire fences.
Now there's quite a few
electric
fences.
You're talking about making pickets for
a fence or garden fence. That kept out the small animals like rabbits and
chickens.
But not the goats.
The goats, they would kept the goats. Goats couldn't hardly go over a picket fence.
A plank laid up on top of it where they could climb up on and jump off on the other side.
The rail fences, do you have certain names for anything on how they're built?
The old-fashioned rail fence goes in the thick.
Fence old-fashioned, they call it. It's zigzagging or whatever you call it.
And when you're setting up, let's say, maybe barbed wire fence, you hit the big hole for the
post.
And what was you digging with?
Post hole diggers, but most people drive their posts in this country. They just sharpen them and take a post mall and drive them down. Very few people dig holes for their posts. They have to dig holes for their corner posts if they put a big one in at the corner. But the most of the time, they just drive the post.
Take a crowbar and set down, you know, and
make a hole. And then
make a hole and to start your post in.
Do you have walls made of stones or rocks or anything else?
Cobblestone. Oh, fences, you mean? Yeah. My dad had lots of rock fence on his farm, but people nowadays don't haul rock off of their fields like they did when we were kids.
Why don't they do that now?
Too much work.
They farm now with machinery, and the rocks don't bother them so bad. Back when we was doing it all by
hand.
With a plow, hand walking plow, or the hoe, those rocks were.
They're just big nuisance.
We'd haul rocks in the wintertime, you know.
So that's where you got the rocks for rock fence?
Mm-hmm. You had to put them someplace, so just haul them off of the land and make a fence.
You did use everything you could. Yeah.
Sometimes if there was a wash, you know, where
a ditch.
Wash in a ditch, you know, while we would build dams in that, you know, and it would fill up with rock.
Did you have a lot of hens when you were growing up? Hens for eggs.
Oh, yes. We always sold eggs. That was one thing you could always take to the grocery store and get just a few extra pennies.
Well, what would you call that money you got for that?
Egg money.
Okay, did you ever use anything to start a hen to lay in? You know, you put in the nest.
Nest eggs.
Did you ever use one made out of a kind of glass?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call those?
Nest eggs.
And what would that be made of? Was it glass or was it something?
Well, sometimes they were glass. Most we used as many old fashioned white doorknobs as anything else. We made the
gourds.
There's a gourd.
It was shaped just like an egg. We used a lot of nest egg gourds. They were white.
Sometimes people have them made out of the same stuff that your best dish would be made out of. Those would be
China.
Milk glass.
Yeah, and if it was made out of that, you say you had a
China egg.
Yeah. I can remember a few of those. My grandmother had around.
We used to keep them, but they was always bad for the snakes. You know, the snakes would swallow those the same as any other kind of an egg, and you know, they were rather expensive when you went to buy them, and first one old snake could swallow a dozen of them, so we got by with something more expensive, less expensive.